The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, yo. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right. Good evening, Arizona sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. We are going to wrap up loose ends today. There's been a lot of things going on over the last several weeks, and we've been focused mostly on the high school basketball playoffs that have been taking place across the state. And so we're going to kind of recap the games for the Final Four of the 5A1, 5A2 levels, both boys and girls. And then we're going to look at some of the other things that have happened throughout the state sports-related as we have neglected some of the things that have been going on because of the extensive sports coverage into the tournament. So first off, I want to start the show by saying you can call in, and if you have something you want to talk about today, go ahead and get it off your chest. We can get that done. The number here is 888-346-9144. Again, that number is 1-888-346-9144. And give us a call. We can talk about anything that's been happening over the last 4 or 5 weeks sports related, and baseball's tipping off now. Baseball's, you know, starting off, and the softball's starting off, track is starting. So we got a lot of things in the mix here. But we're going to wrap up some of the things that have been going on across the state. First and foremost, one of the big news stories that's happened probably in the last 2 weeks started. It happened right as the basketball playoffs started and kind of was pushed under the rug a little bit. But Coach Tim McBurney over at Basha High School Football was not resigned. He was fired after having not resigned his position over at Basha. So the Basha football job opened up. There's been a couple other football jobs that have opened up, but that one's been the one that's been getting a high profile. So we'll see what happens with that and where Coach McBurney's going to land. He's been a very successful coach in his career here in the state, and so it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him, and good luck to him in his career as he continues to move forward. Now, we're going to take a look here at the basketball playoffs, and we'll start with the girls 5A2 playoffs because, man, that was a crazy playoff picture going on there. Tolleson was the number one seed, and they actually ended up playing the number four seed, South Mountain, as predicted in that bracket. Tolleson versus South Mountain at ASU on Monday the 1st, and Tolleson got the win against South Mountain 66-51. So Coach Nelson took his team to the championship game. Then in the bottom half of that women's bracket, you had number 11 Ironwood with three major upsets, one against Cibola, who was number six seed, and then against Kingman was the number three seed. And then they finally fell to Pinnacle at ASU on Monday the 1st. For Pinnacle to go ahead and get into the championship game against Tolleson. So you actually had a number 7 seed and a number 11 seed Ironwood playing in the Final Four there, with Pinnacle getting wins over number 10 Camelback and number 2 Valley Vista. So the championship game pitted Tolleson and Coach Nelson against Pinnacle and Coach Clayton in the championship game on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Now, if you did not get to the games, and those of you who are out of town, and didn't watch it online at AIA365.com. What they did this year was I think, in my opinion, very good. They sandwiched the girls' games and boys' championship games on one day where they alternated. The girls tipped off at 2 o'clock, and then you had the boys' game tip off at 4 o'clock, and you had the girls' game tip off at 6, and then a boys' at 8 o'clock. So you had all four championship games played at the same venue, same day, same time, back to back to back to back, which made for a great championship evening, I felt. So you had Tolleson and Pinnacle starting the evening off, and that game finished up with Tolleson winning their state championship over Pinnacle with a score of 52-43. So congratulations to the Tolleson girls program for being the 5A2 state champions. Next up, we follow the Division 5A2 boys brackets with Boulder Creek advancing over Deer Valley, then over Desert Mountain, and then facing Horizon, number 4-seeded Horizon in the tournament. And that was a predicted very tough game for both Boulder Creek and Horizon. It seemed like they had been kind of on a collision course all season, and Boulder Creek ended up advancing over Horizon 75-71 at the 4 o'clock game, or at the 4:15 game at ASU on Tuesday. Then at the bottom half of that bracket, you had Marcos Deniza, the number 14 seed that upset Lake Havasu and then defeated Central to move into the Final Four. Playing against the number 7 seed, which beat Pinnacle and then went down to Tucson to play Ironwood Ridge and get a win there, and then advancing themselves to the Final Four against Marcos Deniza at ASU on Tuesday as well. That game put Chaparral and Marcos Deniza in a battle, with Chaparral coming out with the win in overtime, 72-63. And congratulations went out to Coach Windler and to Coach Walker for advancing to the 5A2 championship game that was played on Wednesday at 4 o'clock. And Coach Walker and Coach Windler battled it out. And for those of you who saw that game, it was an amazing game. Came down to the last few possessions of the game, and the final score was 59-58, with Boulder Creek getting a state championship. So congratulations to the City of Anthem, Boulder Creek High School, and Coach Walker. And also congratulations to Coach Aaron Windler, friend of the program here, for advancing his team to the state championship and having a tough-fought game. I don't know if many of you saw that, but there was a great finish to that game. So congratulations to those teams, and congratulations, and we tip our hat to Boulder Creek High School for getting their state championship. Then we move to the girls' bracket. Number 1 St. Mary's advanced to the Final Four pretty handily, defeating teams pretty easily, until they reached the Final Four, where they battled number 4 seed Highland, the Highland Hawks girls program, making it to the Final Four again this year. And then you had St. Mary's and Highland facing off on Monday at 7:45, and that was a great game. Great game. And the final score of that game ended up being 50-42, with the victory going to St. Mary's. So Coach Ekmar moved his girls to the state championship game with a record of 23-6. Then in the bottom half of that bracket, you had Chandler High School, the number 14 seed at Chandler High School, advancing over the number 3 Buena and then over number 6 Hamilton to get to the Final Four. Now, the game against Hamilton was a 2-point overtime win for the Chandler champions. So that was a big win for them, getting to the Final Four to play at ASU on Monday at 6 o'clock. And then in the bottom half of that bracket, you have Dobson advancing as the number 10 seed over number 7 Mountain Point, and then number 2 Tucson to make it to the Final Four to match up against Chandler in the Final Four at Wells Fargo. That game was a tough fought game, and you had Dobson coming out on top 72-62. So Coach Dumas took his team with a record of 29-7 to the finals game. And then you have them meeting up on Wednesday in between the guys' games. You have the girls St. Mary's versus number 10 Dobson, a 1-10 matchup at 6 o'clock at ASU, and that game results were the number 10 Dobson Mustangs got their championship win with a 61-59 overtime win. So congratulations goes out to the Dobson Mustangs and Coach Dumas for getting their state championship. Then we move over to the boys' side of the bracket. Now, moving over to the boys' side of the bracket, this is the one that was causing a lot of controversy because of the matchups and because of the rankings. And the girls' 5A1 bracket did the same thing. So first you had Number one seed Mesa, who was heavily favored, defeat Desert Ridge and make it to the second round to play the number nine seed St. Mary's. And St. Mary's, always being a dangerous team, upset Mesa in the second round, 65-62, at Mesa High School to advance to ASU for the Final Four. And then you had number four North, who moved up this year from the 5A2 level to the 5A1 level, attempting to accomplish something that has never been done before, winning a back-to-back championship at two separate levels. So you had North coming from 5A2 to 5A1, advancing to the 5A1 Final Four over Corona del Sol with a 67-60 win, putting St. Mary's and North in the Final Four top bracket. And then down below you had Coach Gary Lee moving his troops through the first two rounds quite handily and getting to the Final Four to match up against Coach Gary Ernst's squad, who was the number two-seeded Mesa Mountain View team in the Final Four for the game at 6 o'clock at ASU on Tuesday the 2nd. Well, North advanced over St. Mary's on Tuesday, winning that game 83-63. And Cesar Chavez advanced over Mountain View, getting that win 59-55. So Coach Lee and Coach Bustos met up in the 5A1 state championship game to a setting that was, it was pretty electric. There was a ton of people there. It was a great atmosphere. As I stated earlier, the boys 5A2 championship game was exciting. The girls games were exciting. And then now you had this big build up to the North Cesar Chavez game, where a lot of people thought that was going to be a track meet and thought that score was going to be very high. Well, that game ended up with North defeating Cesar Chavez, the number four seed and the number three seed. North defeated Cesar Chavez 71-66. And so you saw Coach Bustos and the North team get their second championship in as many years, but moving up one level and still being able to accomplish that feat. So Coach Bustos, congratulations to you. And Daniel Bajorano, who is going down to University of Arizona next year to be a Wildcat, leaves North after 4 years, two championships, and now he's going to move down to Tucson to represent the Wildcats down there. So good luck to him, and congratulations to those teams. So to wrap it up, we had Tolleson, Boulder Creek, Dobson, and North winning the 5A championships with boys and girls sports there. That was a very, very exciting 3 days. Now, I like the format of the boys-girls alternating. Hopefully they stick with that, because that really shows that there's some interest there and the games were good enough to keep people into them. And maybe getting the guys' games in between brought some more attention to the ladies, which isn't a bad thing. So this is the Coach's Corner. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back after this message. If it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. But we just here to let y'all know that P.E. is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights. Meet our guests. Get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
Listen for The American Advisor with Joe Battaglia twice every week. This is a live call-in talk show where Joe discusses the economic and political events that affect your investments. Joe's macro market calls have helped thousands of investors pave their way to a more secure financial future. As a bonus, everyone who calls into the program will receive a 1964 Silver Kennedy half-dollar coin that's been graded uncirculated. The American Advisor is heard every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America a business channel.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely, and we're talking today. We're just tying up a whole bunch of loose ends because there's been a lot of things that have been going on over this last several weeks, and we just got through wrapping up the basketball playoffs. So, you know, we talked a little bit about the Bashaw football situation and some things that are developing out there, and we're going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see where Coach McBurney ends up and who ends up getting the Bashaw job. And another thing that took place is actually a young sophomore player that I had 2 years ago when he was a freshman decided to verbal this week to the college of his choice, USC. Larry Lewis, sophomore sensation over at Arcadia High School, verbally committed to the University of Southern California. So Coach Kevin O'Neill over there got a real good pickup and a nice guard who's continuing to grow, both physically and athletically. Larry is going to continue to develop in his game. I know he's working right now very diligently with several different trainers, working with Coach Jeff DeLaViaga. And Coach Jeff D does a great job in getting his kids prepped and ready to go, Jeff being a scoring sensation at the college level himself when he played over at Cal Lutheran University. So don't be surprised to see a lot more headlines about this young kid, especially now that he's already verbal. There's a lot of pressure off of him as to what he needs to do. So now he's just going to focus on his game and continued development. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Larry's a great kid, very hard worker. So it's going to be exciting to watch that development take place. Now, this is the time of year where we start recognizing athletes for their exceptional play this season, and naming all-star teams and all-state teams and all-region teams and players of the year and coaches of the year. So there's a lot of that going on. And the Arizona Basketball Coaches Association, and they've named their all-star team. And one of the things that I'm a member of the Arizona Basketball Coaches Association. And I think it's a great organization, a bunch of key people there. I think we've had Coach Art Hall on the program, who serves as a director of that organization. And, you know, I just think that what they're doing is a great thing and provides athletes and kids the opportunity to get more and more exposure. The games typically take place at the end of the school year because of rules and regulations. And it's going to be taking place at the U.S. Airways, again, in conjunction with the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury. They've done a great job putting together a program over the last several years. They have both 1A, 3A games. They have an underclassmen game, and they have a 4A, 5A game, which is just – it's been an amazing event. I've had the fortune to have taken place – or taking advantage to be a part of that organization and a part of that game over the last two seasons. Seasons ago, I actually coached the senior all All-Star game. And then last year I was very fortunate to be able to coach the underclassmen game, which in looking at some of the rosters, some of those kids have continued on with their success and now are going to be playing in that game as well. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to announce the teams for the 1A, 3A. First, we'll start with the smaller schools and tell you who made that team. These were done by the coaches on this past Saturday at Scottsdale Christian Academy. And all the coaches show up and they vote. And then teams are picked. And then if the teams are, you know, too heavy one-sided because of location and traffic and driving, and then they balance it out. But pretty much the teams are decided on by the coaches, and how the teams are going to be divided up also decided at the same meeting. Now, the teams are divided up into two teams, North and South, which isn't really representative of where they're located, but it's because you had to identify them some way. So you've got the players, and the schools will come forward. So we've got Hayden Johnson, congratulations to you, from Scottsdale Christian. Also John Irvine from Scottsdale Christian. Then you've got Dylan Currier from Gilbert Christian, Rustin Jones from Duncan, Levi Antonio from San Carlos, Tyler Denowith from Benson, Donovan Christian from West Rim Prep, Kevin Cox from Sedona Red Rock, Kenny Kellywood from Blue Ridge, and Lonnie Ackley from Hopi. So that's your North team, so congratulations to those players. And then we've got the South team is made up of, we've got, listen now, hold up, Australia Foothills, who won the 3A state championship, earned the right to have three players on this team. So congratulations to all three of you, Corey Hawkins, James Pierce, and Troy Coleman. Congratulations, gentlemen. Then you've got Dustin Donaldson from Round Valley, Brett Hawes from Round Valley. Then you've got, now this is going to be a name that's going to be hard for me to pronounce. I think it's Koye Klauschi from Chinle. Congratulations. Dylan Goodman from Pima, Troy Stanley from Fort Thomas, Sam Lewis from St. David, and Lakota Shirley from Winslow. Congratulations to those young men. Now, in the event that some of these guys can't participate because of the date or because of injury or whatever's going on in their lives, there are alternates that are selected to the team. And I'm going to go ahead and name some of those kids that were listed on the alternate list so that those kids get recognition also, because basically what that's saying is that those kids have also achieved a high level of recognition, and coaches are giving them the thumbs up and giving them the opportunity to play. And you never know. You may see one of these kids step into the game due to injury or family commitments. Tyler Stingley from Holbrook, Robbie Martindale from Snowflake, Jermaine Bowers from South Point, Matt Hart from Safford, and Todd Perkins from Window Rock, along with Austin Cronzier from Phoenix Christian. So congratulations to those young men for being named as alternates to that game. So if anything happens to one of the other kids, those kids can step right in and earn a spot and play. Now you've got the North team coaches. Congratulations to the following coaches. You've got Coach Steve Currier from Gilbert Christian, Troy Hudson from Duncan, and Jim Boyd from Santan Foothills. Congratulations, coaches, for being selected to coach that North All-Star team game. Then you've got the South team coaches, Chris Matthews from Round Valley, Nathan Purdy from Gondo, and Coach Ty Odmanson from Australia Foothills. Congratulations, guys. And I'm sure you're going to have a great time coaching the game. I know I did. And enjoy the experience. They're great kids to be around. And so I just want to put that out there. Now, Player of the Year, voted on by the coaches, from the 1A division, you've got Dylan Currier from Gilbert Christian. So congratulations, Dylan. From Division II level, you've got Hayden Johnson from Scottsdale Christian. And from the Division III level, you've got Corey Hawkins from Australia Foothills. So congratulations. The 1A Coach of the Year is from Gilbert Christian, Steve Currier. Congratulations, Coach. 2A, Scottsdale Christian, Bob Fredericks. Congratulations to you. And Round Valley's coach is the 3A championship, or is the 3A Coach of the Year, Coach Chris Matthews. So congratulations to those coaches and those players, and enjoy the game that's going to be coming up this year at the 2010 All-Star Game. All right, so now we're going to go ahead and talk about the 5A tournament the 5A All-Star team, as voted on by the coaches. The North team consists of Royce Woolrich from Sunny Slope, Daniel Bajorano from North, Devarius Jones from Chandler, Ryan Whitehead from Desert Edge, Isaiah Strong of Mesquite, Ryan Crane from Boulder Creek, Thomas Hardy from Seton Catholic, Alex, now this is a hard name to pronounce, Alex Dykehuizen from Boulder Creek. I hope I didn't butcher that too much, kid. I'm sorry. And you've got Terrence Motley from Maricopa and Brandon Burnett from Cienega. Congratulations to those gentlemen for being selected to the Coaches Association All-Star 5A, 4A basketball team. The South team consists of Terrell Stoglin from Santa Rita, Sean King from Gilbert, Brandon Brown from Chavez, Michael Perez from Pueblo, Assad Woods from Mountain View, Kyle Tresniak from Horizon, Derek Owens from McClintock, George Matthews from St. Mary's, David Whitmore from Corona, and Paul Neuendijk from Red Mountain. Congratulations, gentlemen. Now the alternates for that game. Andy Jones of Marcos, Deniza, Andre Hatchett from Santa Rita, Jordan Sims from Liberty, Michael Ramirez from Mountain Point, Jake Kluwer from Catalina, Jarrett Green from Dobson. Again, those are the alternates for that game, and who knows? You never know. You may see one of the alternates playing in the game. And so congratulations to those gentlemen as well. Now, the North team is going to be coached this year by the 5A2 or 5A1 state champion, Joe Bustos, and he will be on the bench with Coach Mike Ellsworth from Chandler High School. The South team coaches are from McClintock High School, Jace Coburn, and from Santa Rita High School, Jim Ferguson. So congratulations to those coaches. Now, players of the year at the 4A level, you had 4A1 player of the year is Royce Woolrich of Sunny Slope, 4A2 player of the year from Santa Rita, Terrell Stoglin, who's heading out to Maryland, and you've got Daniel Bajorano as the 5A1 player of the year from North, and Colin Woods is the 5A2 player of the year from Horizon High School. So if you look at that, because we've got Royce going to Kansas, Terrell going to Maryland, Daniel going to U of A, and Colin still not committed yet. That's an interesting top four right there at Players of the Year. This year, 4A1 Coach of the Year from McClintock, Jace Coburn. Congratulations, Jace. Then you've got Coach Jim Ferguson from the 4A2 level, Santa Rita. And you've got Coach Joe Bustos from North High School getting the 5A1 Coach of the Year nod. And then 5A2 Coach of the Year is Randy Walker from Boulder Creek. So congratulations to those gentlemen for their recognition and their hard work this year to be recognized by the Coaches Association. Hats off to you. I'll come back after this break. I'm going to tell you where you can go watch the game and when the game is and the whole bit, so that way you guys can get out and watch it and support this. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Something happened.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We all share similar desires. To be loved. To be happy. And to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights, meet our guests, get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
Do you know that over 70% of Americans with severe disabilities are unemployed? Are you one of the 2.5 million Americans with epilepsy? If you are, or know someone struggling with these issues, tune in to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. On the show, Joyce will discuss these issues as well as others. She will have on nationally known guests that will offer helpful insight on disability matters and let you, the listener, call in with your questions and concerns. So if you struggle with a disability or know someone who does, listen to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender, heard every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, so now when we left, we were talking about the boys' all-star, the Coaches Association all-star game. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and look at, and now I told you the 5A team, I told you the 5A, 4A ball game, I also told you the 1A, 3A game. Also, one of the things that the Arizona Basketball Coach Association started doing last year, which really showcased some of the younger talent in the state, was they started holding a underclassmen all-star game, which is 1A through 5A, and it was just, you know what, it was a great event. It brought together some of the young talent in the state and allowed them to play together and showcase their talents and abilities, and I was fortunate enough to coach in that game, and it was just a fun game to be a part of. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the table for this year's game. We've got the 1A, 5A underclassmen boys 2000 all-star teams to announce. We're going to start with the East team. One of the players selected to the East team, Jahi Carson from Mesa High School, as he's a junior. Peter Smith from Desert Mountain. Cameron Forte from McClintock. Larry Lewis from Arcadia. Dwayne Russell from Peoria. Jake Cipolletti from Scottsdale Christian, Tyler Wimbush from Mountain Point, Stacy Davis from Tolleson, Devon Hawkins from Australia Foothills, and Connor Patterson from Gilbert Christian. And then you had the West team is going to be headed up by Judd Welfinger from Basha High School. This is his second year playing in the game. He played for us on our team last year. You had Colin Woods from Horizon, his also second year playing in the game. You've got Devontae Malcolm from Buena, Lester Medford from AFI, Alan Williams from North, Tim Dirksen from AFI, Jaron Sweeney from Mesa Mountain View, DeMarquise Johnson from West Wind Prep, Craig Shirley from Winslow, and Brandon McEwen from Safford. Those gentlemen, those make up the two teams at this point for the underclassmen game. Now, like I've said in the others, there's alternates that were named just in case some of those kids who have been named to the teams have other obligations and cannot play on the specific day of the game. So the alternates are Jared Zoller from Mountain Ridge, Corey Koprich from Holbrook, Kyle Washington from Florence, Danny Powell from Mesa High School, Billy Morrison from Rincon, and Tyler Russell from Millennium. So that's your alternate. So congratulations to all those gentlemen being named to the All-Star team. Now let me give you the coaches who have been named to coach those teams, and these guys are going to have a blast with these groups. You've got Coach Randy Walker from Boulder Creek. We'll be joined on the bench by Todd Fazio from Desert Mountain, and they'll be coaching the East team. So congratulations, guys. Then the West team coaches are Paul Long from Horizon High School and Aaron Windler from Chaparral High School. So that's the boys' side of the Coaches Association All-Star Game. And now we're going to go to the girls' side of things, and we'll talk about the 1A through 3A Senior All-Star Game that's going to be taking place here. And let's start with the North team. The North team is going to be headed up by Sam Yazzie from Holbrook, J.N. Kiefer from Pima, B. Valiabla from Safford, Paige Shirley from Winslow, Nikki Buck from Round Valley, Nakia Moses from Fort Thomas, Courtney Shirley from Winslow, Marie Lupe from Alchese, Chasse Alba from Safford, and Kit Bryce from Pima. Now, you've got the coaches for that North team are Coach Tad Jacobson from Safford and Coach Brad Hemphill from Pima. So congratulations to those guys and young ladies. Now, the South team is made up of Kristen Johansson from Valley Christian, Nicole Tossie from Chinle, Quinn Robertson from Valley Christian, Hillary Hellestre from Scottsdale Christian, Kristen Schultz from Arizona Lutheran, Brandy Adams from Phoenix Christian, Brittany Clash from Manny Farms, Ashley Wurzberger from Gila Bend, Monique Newton from Salt River, and Chelsea Begay from Rocky Point. Now, the alternates for both these teams, actually, let's go ahead and go. The South team coaches for the girls 1A through 3A game this year, Scott Timmer from Valley Christian and Paul Clark from Scottsdale Christian will be the co-coaches for the South team. So congratulations to them and to the young ladies. Now, the alternates for that game will be Victoria Van Hoffwagen from Phoenix Christian and Amanda Brenner from Arizona Lutheran, and then Cheyenne Randolph from Alchese, Justin Morgan from San Carlos, and April Lester from Holbrook. So congratulations to them for their appointment to the All-Star Game and recognition of their efforts this year. Now let's talk about the Players of the Year for the girls at the 1A level. Ashley Wurzberger from Gila Bend, congratulations to her. At the 2A level, Kit Bryce from Pima, congratulations. And at the 3A level, Courtney Shirley from Winslow. Now the coaches of the year voted on by the coaches. For the 1A level, you had from Fort Thomas, Coach Lee Hawes. From the 2A level, you had from Valley Christian, Coach Scott Timmer. And Tad Johnson, coach from Safford, is the 3A Girls Coach of the Year. So congratulations to those coaches and players, and should be a good game. Now, the 4A, 5A Senior All-Star Game for the girls. The North team, starting off with Lindsey Reed from Kingman, Rebecca Woodbury from Tolleson, Antoinette Miller from Valley Vista, Kayla McKenzie from Raymond Kellis, Veronica Salea from Williamsfield, Mallory Wayne from Seton, Mara Matchers from Peoria, Allie Gloyd from South, Rachel Tozer from North, and Kalisha Green from Tolleson. Congratulations, ladies. The South team that they're going to be matched up against, Cameron Knudsen from Dobson, Marilyn Smith from Mesquite, Andrea Jones from Dobson, Jennifer Schlott from Mountain View Mesa, Katrina Osterson from Hamilton, Mimi Onwo from Desert Vista, Erica Richards from Red Mountain, Leah Kioa from Mountain Mesa View, Dominic Gray from Mountain Mesa View, Mountain View and Mesa, I'm sorry, and then Jonelle Hanna from Dobson High School. Now, the coaches for these two teams, the North team coaches, are Rachel Matakis from Valley Vista and Keiko Yoshimine from Paradise Valley. Congratulations, coaches. The South team coaches are Tyler Dumas from Dobson and Rachel Proudfoot from Desert Vista. Now, we've got some alternates also named for the girls' side of this. We've got Chantel Edwards from Desert Edge, Shanice Henderson from Mountain Point, Chelsea Kraft from Raymond Kellis, Celicia Goodson from Sabino, Tiffany Ortega from Raymond Kellis, Talia Loy from Page, Chelsea Curley from Page, Jennifer Lee from Horizon, Jessica Burks from Greenway, Libby Valentine from Pinnacle, and Tori Schaefer from Pinnacle are alternates. So congratulations to you ladies. Now the Players of the Year for the 4A1 level, you have Kayla McKenzie from Raymond Kellis. 4A2 is Veronica Ciela from Williamsfield, and Cameron Knudsen from Dobson is the 5A1 Player of the Year. The 5A2 Player of the Year, Rebecca Woodbury from Tolleson. Congratulations. Coaches of the Year, you had Samantha Ariana from Raymond Kellis, Karen Self from Seton Catholic, and then you had Tyler Dumas from Dobson as the 5A1 Coach of the Year, and 5A2 is Todd Nelson from Tolleson. Congratulations to those coaches for their achievement. Now, the girls also have an underclassmen game, and their underclassmen game teammates will be Teresa Worth from Seton, Sierra Davis from Tolleson, Simone Westbrook from Desert Vista, Bethany Unkenfer from Arizona Lutheran, Amber Reed from Paradise Valley, Liana Johnson from Flagstaff, Bradley Nash from Monument Valley, Promise Amukumara from Apollo, Kayla Bustos from Seton, Leslie Tanemi from South Mountain. That's the East team. The coach for the East team still hasn't been determined yet. The West teams, we have Jasmine Talaman from Gondo, Raven Boone from Peoria, Taylor Mains from Siloam, Lakeen Molina from Fort Thomas, Allie Rohde from Pinnacle, Gabby Washington from Desert Ridge, Sydney Weiss from Pinnacle, Stacy Jones from Valley Christian, Reagan Godfrey from Snowflake, and Alex Wurzberger from Gila Bend. So congratulations to those ladies for being named to the All-Star teams. That's the East and West team members. Now, the alternates for the Eastern team are the East and West team: Tyla White from Tolleson, Kia Sandoval from Flagstaff, Alisa Avila from North, Anna Long from Scottsdale Christian, Alyssa Harrison from Phoenix Christian, Mickey Ramirez from Salt River, Desiree Phillips from Valley Vista, Mary Driscoll from Raymond Kellis, Kaylee Matthews from Sandra Day O'Connor, and you have Paige Picotti from Horizon. That is your alternates for the 1A through 5A underclassmen game that's going to be taking place. And you know what? If you get a chance to get out and watch this game, it is a great event. It supports the Coaches Association. It gives these athletes one last hurrah. Their seniors that are graduating, gives them one last hurrah to go ahead and say goodbye to them and show that you appreciate their efforts for their school year and everything that they put forth this season. It's been it's at the U.S. Airways Arena. Great atmosphere, great opportunity. The partners over the last several years have been the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury. And as far as I know, that relationship is continuing on. I'm trying to find out right now if the games are still going to be held there, what the dates are. If I don't have that information prior to the end of the show, I'll just make sure that I get back to you with that and let you know, because it's definitely an event you should support. So this is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up today's show. It's amazing how quick the show goes every week. So this is the Coach's Corner. We'll be back in a few seconds. Found the game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. And we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Join G. Cobb in the house every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. This show takes you inside the world of sports from one who knows. Gary Cobb is an 11-year NFL veteran who has almost 20 years in sports radio and television. From the locker room to the clubhouse, we'll talk on the inside with the newsmakers on the sports scene. It's always exciting and full of energy. G. Cobb in the house with Gary Cobb and co-host Micah Warren is broadcast live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market?
If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach Scott Lovely, and we just got through recognizing some of the high school athletes that were named to participate in the Arizona Coaches Association All-Star Game. And just want to make sure that, you know, if I said your name wrong, I'm sorry about that. I hope that, you know, hopefully you'll call into the show and tell us how to say it the right way, and we'll be able to recognize you for your efforts. Now, one of the things I wanted to touch on before we ended the show today, because, again, we're going by quick, is we've got some very important dates coming up for some of the basketball players. I know that now is the time of the year where, you know, colleges are talking to athletes, and athletes are trying to figure out, well, where am I going? When am I going to, you know, when am I going to commit? You know, we had earlier a mention of a sophomore that's already verbal to the school that he's going to. But you've got these seniors now that are trying to figure out, you know, what are they going to do? When are they going to do it? And we've got, you know, this dead period that's taken place where it's been basically an evaluation of athletes over the last several months, and now we've got a date coming up where athletes are now going to start being able to verbal again. So the signing dates coming up in April, actually, April 14th, I'm sorry, is when they can initially start signing again to pick their colleges. So these athletes now who have been talking to coaches across the nation, looking at schools, going on visits, looking through brochures, talking to their parents, taking their SAT tests, getting everything all put in a place where they can figure out where they want to go to college. And now, parents, listen up, because every year it seems like this is happening at a younger and younger age. We talked earlier about a sophomore that verbal to a college. Earlier this season, we heard about Lane Kiffin when he took the USC job offered to an eighth grade quarterback. So we're starting to hear stories more and more and more about being able to verbally commit and what your signing dates are and all that kind of stuff for athletes. Now, if you're a senior and you've been gathering all of your information on the schools you're looking at, and you're trying to figure out, you know, what you're going to do, well, you know what? The initial signing date for you is April 14th of this year. That's when you can start signing. This is the late period now. This is actually the regular period. The early period was in November, where you could open it. Opened up on November 11th for basketball 2009, where people could start to sign, and it closed 7 days later on November 18th of 2009. Now you've got the regular signing period starting April 14th, 2010 through May 19th, 2010. Now understand at this point, You're going to be hearing from coaches, but it's going to be kind of hectic for them because this is March. And this is the madness period time. You know, I mean, this is when these coaches are now in the tournament. And I know that all the TV sets around the nation for sports fans are going to start tuning in to CBS. And you're going to be going to CBS.com or CBSSports.com and picking your brackets and doing all that. So understand that as crazy as it is for a fan, it's that amplified for coaches because at this point in time, they're worried about trying to get in the tournament. Right now, they're all playing their final games or going into their conference tournaments. As a matter of fact, I'm sending out good wishes to our friends over at Wright State University and Coach Dahlin and Coach McKay and that group as they go into the tournament, as they go into their championship game of their tournament against Butler. You know, I hope they make the tournament. They're a great staff, very personal and very personable people and friends of the show. So, you know, Coach, I hope you guys do well. I hope you make the tournament, and I hope you win that Horizon Championship. So with those things all wrapping up, college coaches are sending you text messages or sending you an email or making a call. But don't think that because you haven't heard from them, they're not interested. This is just a crazy period for them. But April 14th, right when the tournament's over with, when teams are done in the tournament, activity will pick up and you can sign again. Your dates to sign initially are April 14th through May 19th. Now, there's going to be some seniors that are going to kind of be left out of the recruiting space there and realize that some of you may get picked up in the late signing period because as these teams, you know, if I have 15 kids that I'm recruiting, I'm after two. I've only got one or two scholarships, and I've got 15 kids I'm recruiting. Understand that I'm going to continue to pursue the top five, but I'm going to pursue the others, you know, diligently, but just not as hard as I am the top five. As those top five start to commit, if they're not choosing my school, then I continue to move down that list of recruits that I have until I get to your name. So understand that at some point, once the top stars have committed, then the frenzy begins for those kids who are second and third tier athletes. So understand that you might be in that group, and that's okay. Still make sure you focus on the school that fits your needs and your wants and desires, your opportunity to get a degree, first and foremost. Where can you get your degree from? Does it have the degree you want to use in your life? Secondly, is it got the atmosphere you're looking for? And thirdly, what is a coaching staff? How does that coaching staff strike you? Do you think you would be able to fit in with those coaches and that coaching staff? You know, those are things that they get kind of lost in the fact that some people get D1 on the brain and all they want to think about is the big schools. Find what fits for you and you most importantly. You're the one this is going to impact over the long haul. So as you're going through this whole recruiting period and the signing dates come and go, don't freak out if you're not signing. There's still opportunities for you. Just make sure you find what fits for you. So, you know, here we are, close of another show. You know, we've got some craziness coming up here over the next several weeks with March Madness. But I'm going to throw in a couple shows here over the next couple weeks that if you are an athlete, if you are a coach, or if you have an athlete or a family member that is in your family that's an athlete, you're going to want to hear some of the compelling stories that are coming up over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to do a segment of shows on concussions and the effects of concussions on athletes. And we're going to have a few experts on. We're going to have a few people on who have been impacted by this situation. And you know what? It's not going to be a show you're going to want to miss. You're going to want to definitely hear it. Now, also realize the show is going back to its 4 o'clock time slot next week because the time change, everybody else in the country changes except for Arizona. So we move from our 5 o'clock time slot back to the 4 o'clock time slot. So those of you who listen at work will be able to open up the browser at work, turn it on low so you can listen to it while you're finishing up your work afternoon. And like I said, if you've got a family member or a son or cousins, nephews, whatever, that play high school athletics, if you're a coach, you're going to want to tune in for the next several shows as we bring you some compelling stories of athletes and the effects of concussions at the high school level. This is the Coach's Corner. I want to thank you for listening. I want to say that I appreciate the listenership. You know, just remember, leave it better than you found it. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. Thank you, Voice America Sports. We're out of here. Peace.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. But we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.